Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that Annie Baskin endorses Dale Ryder's idea in the new It's Always Game Day in Cleveland episode to play neutral site games at college stadiums if the NFL goes to an 18-game schedule? You feeling that, Matt Derry?
I saw this the other day, and you know I'm a Darryl fan.
You sound disgusted.
You can't do that. College stadiums have college games. That's enough for them.
Sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Subscribe now, 923thefan.com, on the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
An Odyssey station.
Anthony Lyman, a disgusted Matt Derry.
No, that's not true.
Not just for that idea from Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, not just for what he saw yesterday out of Evan Mobley, Darius Garland, and everybody not named Donovan Mitchell. But I wondered if you were disgusted watching Logan Allen there in the early going with two straight opening inning home runs in that first inning.
Lead-off
home runs for Guardians pitching.
You know, it's weird, and I just noticed this. I was reading during the break. They didn't make Logan Allen available to the media after the game. What's that about? Is he hurt? Is that what's going on here?
I don't know. I don't know why he wasn't available.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes when that happens, that means the pitcher is getting tests. So, we can't have another guy get hurt here.
No.
I mean, Curry would be next up, and he pitched well at Fenway a few weeks ago, but is down at AAA. It wasn't good. I mean, look, the Guardians, if you told me at the start of the year they're going to be 10 games over 500 around the 40-game mark, I'd take it. I think Stephen Vogt's done a whale of a job.
Everybody would take it, and that's if they were healthy. You would take it. That's with Shane Bieber. You would take that, right?
And now Stephen Kwan.
I know.
I mean, you scored 7 runs last night without Kwan. You score 7 runs at home, you should win. And again, this is baseball. It's 162 games. You're going to get a 2-1 game, and the next thing you're going to get 11-7 game. They got to just win today. You win today, then you take that series, and you take 2 out of 3 from a team that is above 500 in your own division. Can you believe this, Tone? 4 teams.
Toughest division in baseball.
Central.
Toughest division in sports.
For years.
Might be the toughest. And by the way, later in the show, we do have some concrete numbers of why this is going to be so challenging for Andrew Berry and the rest of the Cleveland Browns and Kevin Stefanski, because I didn't realize just how crystallized it was until I saw a number. We'll have that a little bit later on. But you're right. Right now, the Central, and I don't expect this to continue. I don't know if I expect the Tigers to be this, throughout the year. But, they called up one of their young guys yesterday who came through in a big way. But they got their work cut out from the Guardians. But, who's not taking 23-13? By the way, this is Steve Vogt, your manager, on Logan Allen's performance yesterday.
Having a hard time commanding the fastball. Seemed like when he did execute a breaking ball, they were on it. But biggest thing was getting behind in counts and then kind of missing some pitches over the middle. And credit to them, they were aggressive. They came out swinging and didn't miss much.
And the one thing I do worry about is, you know, taxing that bullpen, which they have. They've had to tax the bullpen a little bit this year, and hoping that you don't get a lot of those repeat performances, because you got to be able to get out of the third inning.
Well, and baseball now is all about pitching. I mean, there's so many teams, if you look at OPS and batting average, there's so many teams that are below what's normally league average. But the Guardians' pen has been pretty damn good. I know last night there were some hiccups and they gave up 11 runs, but all in all, pitching's been pretty good, just the starters haven't gone deep into games. And now with Kwan out, where are they going to get offense from? Florial's hit the ball hard. He hasn't been bad. But Kwan, man, has been dominant. He's been unbelievable. So
he's going to be an all-star.
He was. He was on his way. And so just win today, and that's another series win that you take. But, yeah, last night was rough, to say the least.
All right, they're going at 110 today, and I imagine Manzardo will be in the lineup, and they're going to try to get him off the schneid. And it's been a rough go so far. And before I get to your thoughts, Matt, because I think you're watching the game the same way a lot of fans are, because there was a buzz. I know you're not here. There is an absolute buzz about him getting the call up.
Love it.
We didn't think he'd get the call up until maybe later in the season. That's typically the way things work with not only the Guardians but other teams. We wanted to see him. Unfortunately, it came at the expense, perhaps, of Stephen Kwan. But here is Vogt before the game. Now, I know he yesterday, once again, was not able to get a hit. And he struck out now five times. He's 0 for 7 in his first two games, his debut with the big league ball club. Here is Vogt on making that transition from the minors to the big leagues.
It's the biggest jump in any sport. Going from AAA to the big leagues is the toughest jump to make, because there's no level above this one. You're going from a place where there's a few guys that have played in the big leagues, some people who might one day, to every single person is a big leaguer. There's no breaks. There's no easy at-bats. You got the best defenders in the world trying to catch the ball. Now, all of a sudden, you're seeing pitches in situations that you've never seen before. You know, a lot of people misrepresent that.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
They don't understand how big of a jump it truly is. And it's tough to hit the ground running. It's tough to get going started early. But, you know, Kyle's really talented, and I know he's going to make the adjustment really quickly.
Well, that's a great soundbite and something I haven't thought a lot about. Matt, it is by far the hardest sport to make that transition. Now, I do think baseball still slow plays a lot of their stars. I do think there are guys that are ready to make that transition a lot quicker than, you know, the philosophy of most big league clubs. And we know a lot of that is roster manipulation. But Manzardo, I think he'll be able to make that transition. It's just been a tough go to start out.
Well, yeah, I mean, you look at like Jackson Holliday in Baltimore, mm-hmm. and he said, oh, can't miss prospect. They brought him up. Now he's back down.
Yep.
Torkelson was a number one overall pick. He doesn't have a home run yet this year.
Yeah, what is going on there?
I mean, that's been a big problem for that team, is that he can't get going. But the thing with Manzardo last night, so I'm watching this last night, and he strikes out three times the night before. So it's like, all right, you know, it was a pitcher's duel. Guardians ended up winning. Last night, he strikes out his first two times again. And again, this was against Kenta Maeda the first time, who the Guardians were lighting up for seven runs. He comes up for the third time last night, sixth at bat in 2 days. And literally, Anthony, I've never done this before. I'm rooting for him to just put the ball in play. I'm like, please, just don't swing and miss. Even if he collects an out, but he puts the ball in play, I was almost like relieved, feeling for the kid. And he lines out to left field. I'm like, okay, good. Like, I was happy with an out. I don't think that's the first time I've ever felt that way.
This is exactly why when I was younger and playing Little League Baseball, when when my parents were around, this is what they were hoping for. Just get on base. They take a walk. I mean, they take a hit batsman. They'll do any of that. If I get beamed, that's fine. Just find a way. But you're right. Find a way for right now, just for the psyche. It's not like I think he's going to be ruined in his first series up with the Guardians. He's too talented. He's too good. He's got too good of an eye, too. You may not have seen that so far with him in the seven at-bats. But I'm with you. I think all of Cleveland is just rooting for the kids so much that you want to will it to happen.
No, you do. I just was like, I've never done that before. Any time, even in a 5-run game in the ninth inning, you know, I was in the stadium for the Galarraga near perfect game, rooting for Jason Donald to get a base hit and break it up. I didn't want to see history. I still thought our team had a chance to win. In this instance with Manzardo last night, I'm like, I don't remember a time where I was just like, just put the ball in play because I don't want to see this poor kid strike out again. And he didn't. His last two at bats, you know, a fly out to left and a ground out to second. But
what is he going to have to do? You just mentioned Jackson Holliday. What is he going to have to do to stay up here? You know, is it a lot of it dependent on the injury situation for the team? You know, Kwan, what they said he's going to miss. Is it
four weeks?
4 weeks. But you know how that injury is with baseball players. You certainly know, you know, what that means. What is he going to have to do to stay up?
Well, okay, so let's say he struggles. I mean, who's coming up? There's like Jonathan Rodriguez as an option, but Ramon Laureano is 3 for his last gazillion, and he's still on the team. So, you know, there's a precedent here that there's guys struggling on the roster. Now, I know Laureano makes $5 million, and he's a veteran, but I think the best thing for him, I don't know if Vogt plays him today. Maybe he pinch hits today.
I wondered maybe about that, too, yeah.
Maybe you let him sit today, and then let him go to Chicago this weekend. Hitter-friendly park, bad White Sox team.
Terrible team.
Let him play there and get away from the home crowd. I know his family's all here. You may see him come off the bench today. That might be the way to go. But he'll be all right. You see it. Like you said, Anthony, you see it. There's something there. But so far, I mean, yeah, you're right. Welcome to the league. And then the first guy he faces is Jack Flaherty. He was hitting 97 on the gun with a pretty wicked breaking ball the other night.
Yeah, I can't remember someone like me who, especially this time of the year, I mean, we're talking NBA playoffs, we're in the thick of that. I can't remember watching so much minor league baseball highlights as I was with him and DeLauncher, who unfortunately can't get up here because, you know, he just got injured. That was lost in, you know, the headlines of the last few days is that, you know, he suffered an injury and who knows if we're going to see him again this year.
Yeah.
But I'm excited about Manzardo. I think Cleveland is, and we're right. We're all trying to will it to happen. All right, 216-474-0092. We come back. Get back into the Cavs. I want to get the temperature of the room and of the Cleveland sports fan. Who are you most upset about yesterday? Who are you most mad at yesterday with the Cleveland Cavaliers? I have an answer for you, and everybody's on the table, from the coach, from the coaching staff, the organization, to the players you saw yesterday as they were outclassed, a humiliating loss on the road in Boston. Probably part of the reason that Dan Shaughnessy came on yesterday was very condescending. People picked up on that.
Oh, there's a surprise.
There is a big surprise. We'll get to that when we come back. Anthony Lima, Matt Derry, in for Ken Carmen, hour number two next year on Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.